Thank you for listening to Ivy Podcast, where we feature weekly leadership conversations with thought leaders and industry experts. Now, here is your host, John Karsibayev.
Hi, John. This is Yasmin Akakaya. Thank you for having me. I'm the Vice President of Marketing at Norwegian Cruise Line.
Yasmin, thanks so much for joining us on the Ivy Podcast today on a Friday. We're about to clock out and get ready for the weekend, so I appreciate your time. So I want to spend you being a thought leader in marketing and in the cruise line industry and all that great stuff. But before we dive into that, I want to spend a little bit of time getting to know you a little bit better. So can you tell us kind of a thumbnail version of your career timeline, your background, anything interesting out of that would be great.
Of course. I'm actually very new to cruise line industry. I literally joined like 2-3 weeks before the pandemic. So this has been my first year with the cruise line. Before that, I'm trained as an engineer and then switched to marketing, strategic marketing many years ago with FedEx, which one of the companies I really admire to this day. And I've been in all different areas of marketing since then, from research to product development to consumer marketing to digital advertising and brand. So I've been very lucky to work with amazing brands such as Liberty Mutual, CVS, and FedEx prior to joining to NCL last year.
Wow, that's very exciting. Quite a diverse background. And it's been an interesting, ride for everybody in all different industries, with cruise lines in particular as well, through the past year and going into this year. So it's going to be interesting how things play out later on. But as far as your current role within the organization, share with us what falls under your purview. What are you responsible for?
Yeah, I'm the head of consumer marketing, so responsible for brand, the advertising and partnerships, and also all aspects of integrated marketing from traditional to digital channels, including TV, radio, direct mail, email, in addition to loyalty. So it's a broad scope in the sense that it's strategizing, thinking, and then also executing all that at the same time.
Well, it seems like a lot of different hats you're wearing for this organization, which is very exciting. In terms of the different trends or ideas that really excite you these days, whether from marketing standpoint, from a cruise line, or whatever the case may be, share with us what are you observing? What do you think is kind of the next big trend?
Yeah, I mean, as marketers, we have been watching a lot of the changing environment, right? We've been very data, very technology dependent over the course of 5-10 years, very digital heavy. So a lot of things excite us from the integrated marketing perspective. I'm an engineer, so I'm obsessed with data, as you can imagine. So machine learning, especially bringing that, data into life, with analysis and also implementing it, gets me excited for personalization and being more relevant to the consumer. So that's really one of the key trends, I think, that excites me, and it's going to continue. The other one that excites me is more around the brand, like the social responsibility, the brand purpose, that's becoming even more key for consumers every day, even after a pandemic, even more. So that's really super interesting, exciting, and also that excites us to do even more.
Yeah, and I'm curious, with your engineering background and now in marketing, how did that transition happen, or what was the motivation behind that? Share with us kind of the background around that.
Motivation is really being customer, passion for consumer. So when you have that ingrained, then you look for opportunities. How do I get closer to the customer? How do I be the eyes and ears of the consumer? So that from that perspective, marketing was a great fit. And engineering helped, because engineering creates a framework, how you think and how you execute. So that helped bringing a lot of, creative marketing mindset into a little bit more execution phase as well.
Right, right. That's very interesting. And in when we talk about all, you know, I spend a lot of time with executives from different companies. And one of the topics that we typically touch upon lately, especially, is kind of design of the workforce, design of your organization, whether that's coming out of pandemic, being fully remote and building a hybrid model. Curious to get your take on how do you view organizations being structured in the near term? What are some of the strategies that help you guys at NCL? Anything that you can share with us from that perspective?
Yeah, on the NCL side, I think we're still trying to figure it out. But overall, I can speak of in general, I think the world is changing, right? So like this 1 year of being on Zoom calls changed all of us. and actually, I'm not foreign to this because in the past, I managed the teams all across the world. I had the advantage of, you know, working, especially with the Latin American Caribbean division when I was a manager there at FedEx. I was working with Brazil, Mexico, Argentina, all across the world, per se. And then similar experiences with Europe. So remote work environment is very familiar to me because of my previous worlds. But it's something new to a lot of companies. It's something new to a lot of workplaces. So it's going to change the way we think about how the future is going to look like as it relates to collaboration, creating the environment where people feel comfortable and that they're successful, but they're collaborating and changing ideas at the same time.
Right, absolutely. So you've been in charge of marketing. I'm pretty sure innovation is at the core of that. You guys have to constantly evolve, constantly reinvent yourself, looking for new ways to solve problems for your customers or, whether, you know, even internally. Share with us any strategies that really help you as an executive to build and foster that culture of innovation, whether organization-wide or on your teams. Any strategies that really help you accomplish such?
That's dear to my heart because I think without innovation, what you're bringing to the table is really constant. Same thing, you know. What works for me in the past, what has been working for me, is really walking the talk. You know, so celebrating the new ideas, you know, failings, you know, appreciating the out of box thinking. So it's day to day. In addition to creating the environments for those to become also as part of the job as well. I'm very lucky because NCL is known for being an innovative brand. So the culture appreciates, celebrates innovation. So, and you see that from day one, the brand has innovated the cruise space. So it's been known as an innovator and has been known as a trailblazer brand. So it's great to be part of that because that culture is already there. So as the leader, what I've done is, for example, for my team is created an innovation summit when I joined, like I think couple months later, and we were just starting the pandemic, and it was also engaging the team through, you know, through this new connection. And we're doing another one this year. So it's become also a norm now that we want to step back and celebrate the new ideas, you know, from a marketing standpoint, from a business perspective, what different things we can do, what are the blue space areas that we haven't talked about, what is the new way of thinking about our customers, our guests. That's really my approach to it.
Right, right, absolutely. To switch topics a little bit, I want to talk on talent acquisition, hiring, because it's a hot topic, especially these days. The war for talent is real. And, you know, the biggest challenge also becomes not only attracting the talent, but now retaining, because great workers, great players get poached all the time. They have great opportunities in front of them. I'm curious, share with us any practical recommendations that, number one, help you retain the best talent from your teams. And then I want to spend some time talking about the process that you go through when you're trying to fill a particular role.
Sure. I think for retaining the best talent goes back to how much they're challenged. So I tend to believe that the best talent loves to be challenged, loves to be growing, loves to be learning, and know that they're a critical part of the business. So making sure that those two come together is critical for retaining. So who are those stars? Are we challenging them? Are we identifying them? Do we have a path for them to grow? So that's that becomes even more critical as they grow the ladder and as I grow the ladder. And the other part I think that's as critical in today's world is going back to the brand purpose, right? Same thing, everybody gets excited about being part of something bigger than themselves. So purpose and what they are set to accomplish becomes even more critical to retain the top talent, I think.
Understood. And share with us a process that you go through when you interview candidates, because I'm pretty sure when they get to you, they already gone through different rounds, technical assessments and whatnot. What does an interview with Yasmin look like? What do you look for in some of the responses? Share any insights into that.
Yeah, it's probably very casual at this point. What I'm really looking for is the drive, you know, and how the leader can initiate change, and can the leader influence, you know, her team or, you know, the other parts of the organization. Can she think of the obstacles on her way and be able to, you know, overcome them? So those are some of the areas I look for. Like you said, the technical skill set and everything probably is already there. So it's more around being a change leader. As you know, as I mentioned, we're a very innovative business, so change is constant. But at the same time, like inspiring and also having the team follow her.
Mm-hmm. Right. And when it comes to attracting very niche and unique talent, unique skill set to your teams, to your organization, what are some of the strategies that really help you accomplish that?
So I think, of course, brand reputation is going to be key, right? Like we all want to be part of something bigger than ourselves. So purposeful brands and brands that have a great reputation will always be a good way to attract the talent. I love LinkedIn, so I use that to reach out to my network to excite them. Of course, at this time we have a list of great team members that we work in the past that can recommend. Referrals would always be a good opportunity. Internal referrals will be a good opportunity. So I think the sources are endless. So being resourceful at the end of the day for what position, what type of resourcing is critical, then going from there.
Very interesting. And, you know, I'm pretty sure that coming out of pandemic and with industries that have been hit the hardest, it also becomes a challenge in terms of when talking to prospective candidates, explaining some of the initiatives that you have in place that really, you know, reassure the candidate that this is the right place to be, this is the right company to be associated with. So that's very interesting. When it comes to personal self-actualization, learning and things like that, share with us, what is your content diet? What do you consume on a daily basis? How do you learn?
Well, I mean, podcasts, thanks to you and, people like you, I think it has become a really amazing source for me. Networking, you know, learning from the experts is always an amazing resource. Learning from the team, always asking questions, learning from agencies, always looking for the best, you know, and the thought leaders. In addition, I also love reading. I love reading business books. It's strange, probably for a lot of people, but I love them. And I love to, see the trends and what's happening and how we learn from other companies.
Yep, right. Absolutely. Very interesting. And you mentioned books. Share with us, what are you currently reading, or is there a book that you always recommend to others, and why is that?
I'm actually reading now Ray Dalio's Principles. I love that book. It's like 600 pages. I'm probably like 400 around that. It begins with his own story. I mean, how he established such a highly successful investment firm. But it's not about the investment firm. It's really more about his thinking, how he approaches problem solving, all the principles that he adopted throughout the years. So I highly recommend that. It's one of, you know, it's on my one of my favorite books of all time so far.
Yeah, no, definitely a classic. Definitely a great source of a lot of great information. Yasmin, I can't thank you enough for your time today. All of the, you know, the insights that you shared. I know that if I'm going on a cruise with NCL, I have a friend whom I can call if there's any issues.
Absolutely, and we are starting very soon this summer, and it's an amazing brand, an amazing team. So excited to bring our ships back to water. We cannot wait to be back with our customers, consumers, with our guests. Looking forward to that. And thank you for having me, John.
Yeah, absolutely. That's exciting. Best of luck with, you know, this summer, and keep us posted. And perhaps we can do another episode next year and see how much have changed.
Thank you for listening to the Ivy Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to our RSS feed on ivypodcast.com and all major podcasting platforms like Spotify and iTunes. As always, if you enjoyed this podcast, please give us a rating on iTunes.